for starters, in bare feet. They put on a shocking effort.
Some of them wouldn't get a kick in a stable.
Liam Jones?
Useless.
What a pair of flops they are.
You've heard that saying, Eddie everywhere. Well, it was Margaret everywhere.
Thank you. It's time for a magic moment with Margaret.
She no longer needs to call us picks. We call her Margaret. Good morning, sweetheart.
Good morning, fellas. And what a week we've had, hey?
Well, we were starting to worry, what a week. Margaret, when we couldn't get on to you. I'm thinking, what's going on there? You're normally red hot.
Couldn't
with
you?
With
why?
Well, I don't know. The phone was engaged or wasn't picking up or something. I'm not sure, but... Yeah, it took us a while to get you.
Well, I did hang up because I lost you.
Oh, well, we've got you now. That's the main thing. You're going to brighten up as our grand final.
You're brighten our Sunday already, Margaret.
How'd you put the week in, Margaret? It was a tricky week, wasn't it?
Well, it was a tricky week. It started off with the medal, with the good with the Brownlow medal night. That was a very good night, actually. And, didn't Hutchie have a good seat? Him and Julie Bishop featured the whole night. She had front row, though.
She had back seats.
Anyway, that was a good night. And didn't Walshy, I was so proud of him. 7 wins and he polled 30 votes. What a great effort, eh?
An amazing season. Word. He's going to be a Brownlow medalist in his career. There's not much question about that, is there? He was just...
Well, not the way he polled the other night. I think he's searching to win one at some stage.
Do you think he was a chance at some stage, Margaret?
Well, I thought he was a chance, but I knew that the last couple of games was disastrous. So I thought, no, you know. But I was very pleased he finished where he did. I thought he had a good run, so that was all right. The winner was a good winner.
Yeah, good winner.
He's a nice guy.
Terrific winner.
Nice guy.
Yeah, no, you'd think Sammy Walsh is going to get one at some stage if he continues on the trajectory he's going.
That's right.
Fantastic season, boy.
Margaret,
and then what else did we have?
Earthquake? How'd you handle that?
Earthquake, my God. I was standing at the bench doing a sandwich or something, and I heard the rumbles first, and I thought, oh, God, we're going to get a storm here. This is what it is. And then the clap came. I thought the glass doors come in on top of me. Wesley appeared in the hall. We're having an earthquake. I said, no, it's going to be a bad storm. It's an earthquake, Mum. I went into the lounge room and the photos on the wall were like a jigsaw puzzle. They were just going squiff everywhere.
Now, those two...
Don't tell me Wes got nervous, did he?
Of course he did.
But he looked a bit anxious.
How about our cardboard cutouts? Did they hang on or did Hutchies go to ground?
Look, you know what? I went straight out to the deck and I thought, oh, did it hurt the folks? They were still looking at me through the window. I thought, I hope they haven't cut them in half. Anyway, I went out. No, they're still there.
Well, it takes a bit to knock over Pix's nose. Like, Pix's nose would have held the whole cardboard.
It was like a sail. And Hutchie's big stomach. It was like a penguin going down and back up again.
Pix's nose like a winged keel. Well, it just sailed us through the storm.
Good.
Yes,
go ahead.
Do you remember the last day Melbourne won a flag? Can you cast your mind back by any chance?
For sure.
I certainly can remember the last day they won a flag, and I can remember all the sacking and the drama and the 4 days after they reinstated him again. I can remember, see them now all hovering around Smithy when he got the A. And it was quite a time, really. It was quite a time. He was a great coach. And
he was.
And he was a man of the times. He was very hard, stern fella. What he said he meant. But it was a very tiring time for them, Melbourne. So I can't believe that all those years have gone by. I thought, where have they gone? Those years.
When you were a little girl, they would have been the most powerful club in the competition, wouldn't they, almost?
They were a powerful club, and I can remember the Cordner brothers, the Cordner. They were good footballers, and of course I can remember Hassel Mann and Yes, Barass. I do remember them.
Ron Barassi?
Yes, Barass. And, you know, I never particularly liked Barassi, mainly because of other things, and we won't go into those. It's his business. But I didn't really like him as a person. But as a coach, he was a good coach, and he was he followed Norm Smith's
Yeah, champion of the Melbourne Football Club and Carlton, of course.
They were champions.
Coach,
was amazing to see the pictures. Amazing to see the pictures of the, I think it was the 54 grand final, where they were sitting inside the boundary picks. And
well, back then, yeah, back that, that's when they were getting 120,000.
We used to sit inside the boundary. We put us over the fence. I got it lifted over the fence, and guess what? I had a basket with some cookies and things in it, and I put them, laid them all out along the edge of the fence, and we were three rows in from the fence. You know, we weren't not just a line in the fence. We were quite a. I don't know how we managed that, to tell you the truth, but there was more than me and over the fence. Probably a dozen or more people. Over the fence, oh,
more than that. No, they were all around the ground.
More than that, dozens. Yeah. You're right, a lot.
You spread yourself out
but
with
I
the cookies.
I was one of them. I had sandwiches, and God, no, I always took a couple of baskets with me to the football.
You used to be able to back in the day.
And two folding seats we took. We never ever bothered with. They only sat down at half time and quarter time when we were going to have when Keith was going to have a cup of coffee, or. Or a sandwich.
Yeah, or a sandwich, something to eat. Yeah.
Or a little nip of scotch. Or
yeah, that's right.
Hip flask, yeah, a little cheeky one.
Yeah,
beautiful. Bix's mum was a
Oh, don't start on my mum. Don't you start on her, Bix. Oh, he's a
What do you reckon about Michael Voss being the coach before we let you go?
Well, you know, as you know, I wasn't a fan, but he made a very good press conference speech, and he's there for us to... And for him to prove himself now, he's got a chance. So we have to lump it or like it, and so we've lumped it.
We'll give it. We'll give him a go. We're going to give him a good go, Margaret.
Give him a go.
Give
that's right.
Give him a go. He's a champion player.
He's got a second chance.
He should be better. He'll be a better coach than he was last time. I think everyone that comes back is.
I think so. He's older and
more
and
mature.
I think he'll be a firmer coach. Nothing against Teague. I'm not ever going to roast Teague. He's gone, but he'll get a second chance too one day.
Well, he's at Richmond. That's a bit of news this week.
He's already at Richmond, and I was so pleased for that.
I was thrilled.
Yeah, so pleased for that.
It's grand final day, Margaret.
What
can
else?
You give us. You'll be watching. I think you'll be able to watch with the right wheeler tonight, won't you?
Well, Margaret won't be missing the grand final.
I didn't hear you.
Is the right wheeler going to be with you?
Oh yes, we're going to have. Sausage rolls. I've made sausage rolls. And I'm going to make, when the football starts, some nice scones, fresh scones.
He loves them.
He'll make light work of those.
They won't stand a chance. What hope have they got?
Lovely. He likes a nice scone. But no cream. He just likes jam, you know.
Really?
So
straight
there
on
you
the
go.
Cream.
Yeah, just like He'll, jam. Yeah, he doesn't have cream.
You need to get a couple of towels and the vacuum ready.
Get the tails out. God love it.
Can you give us a little song to finish with, Margaret?
Well, you know, I have to say this condolences to the Elliott family because Jack was a good coach, a good president for us, despite all the things that went on. So I'll just say, now is the hour when we must say goodbye. But we will remember as the days go by, as the time goes by. Bye for now, fellas.
Have a great grand final, Margaret.
Have a beautiful grand final day, darling.
You too, love. Bye.